Pasha, which is focusing on the third of our Avos, Avon, we saw the great Chasodim, and Siyat Nishmai was Eichatu from his Chasodim. Yitzhak Avinu, we saw the Gevurah of Yitzhak and the Bracha that it brought. Wherever he went, he was successful because he stayed with Hashem in the most trying situations. And now we have the Mida, the third of the Avos, Yaakov Avinu, was Betzem, the father of all the Shvatim. All 12 Shvatim, he was the first one to have only children that were setting up Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu had Ishmael, and Yitzhak had Esav, Kamavan, these counterparts of Klal Yisrael, counterparts of Tumah, connected to Kedusha, are necessary for the Nisayonos that we have to go through throughout history, but Amaisa, that's what they were. Yaakov Avinu, Kula Kodesh, Kamavan, he had the schus of his father and grandfather also helping him along, but that's Yaakov Avinu, Titein Emes to Yaakov, that's the Mida of Yaakov, Kula Emes, not that the Shalom, other others didn't have it, but Yaakov Avinu is the Emes of Klal Yisrael. The Emes of Klal Yisrael is the fact that we have, it's an interesting thing, it says in Rabbeinu Yoina, that Emes is the Yisodei HaNefesh. Nefesh is, Emes is one of the basic counterparts of our existence. That's what he says. Mitzad HaShenit is a famous Chazal that says when Hashem wanted to create mankind, the Malach Yisrael said, don't create mankind, because mankind is Kulei Shkorim, full of falsehood and lies. They're fooling themselves. For the biggest aveiros and saying the mitzvahs, they want to say for the benefit of humanity when it's really just the benefit of the taivas and the power. So how do the two coincide? The fact that we said echad, we say emes and we say that nefesh mitzarche says that humanity is kulei shkorim. The simple answer to it is that humanity has two parts to it. It has a physical side to us, which is very similar to what the animals have. They also have a physical body. We have the components. Human being has the components of the entire Bria within them. We have the trace elements of the metals and other substances in the world. We eat the plant life, animal life. We have bits and pieces of all the Bria within ourselves. That's inside the physical side of the Bria. But the important thing is we also have the part of the spiritual side of the Bria. We have something which is greater than Malachi HaShoritz. We have the Neshama, the Jewish Neshama that we have. And that's the way of resolving it. Mitzad HaGuf Kolosh Gorim. If a person lets his guf and his drives of his guf, his emotions guide his life, then he'll live a life of Shekir. So we are constantly doing things that are not proper, and nobody in the world will be able to tell him that there's something not perfect about him, because he would always say, you don't understand me, this and that, 100, or it's the right thing to do. You won't really be able to get down to the emes, because the drives and the motions of the animal side to us are very powerful. But we have something planted within us which is more powerful than that. That's the Nekudas HaEmes. The Neshama HaKadosha that Klal Yisrael has. The Neshama HaKadosha is a Chelek Eloka. It's Kaviyochel, the closest thing that can come to Kodesh Baruch Hu in existence. More than the Malachi HaShoreis. The Malachi HaShoreis, they are messengers. They are here to fulfill certain duties. They really cannot change anything. They just follow orders. That's Malachi HaShoreis. Which is good. And they have more clarity than we have. We have a lot of confusion in our lives. That's Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, because we have the Mokum for confusion and the Mokum of Bechira, when we choose the right thing, we change the entire world. We have a power more so than all the Malachi HaShoreis. And the thing that empowers us to do that is that Neshama that we have, which is the Chelek HaEmes within the person. The Chelek that doesn't care what's going on in society. Every generation they have a new fad, new ideals. That they tear down the ideals of the previous generation and make new ideals. and go back, and the next generation go back to the previous ones. It's always fluctuating because in that end, it's whatever the people that have power trying to push. Look at all the abominations that society is pushing nowadays in the name of rights and whatever you want to call it. But we have the same emes that has accompanied us from Matan Torah till this day. It never changes because emes doesn't need to get the okay from society. Emes dictates to society what it should be doing. Come on, take it or leave it. A lot of people don't want to take it, but we are so proud of ourselves. We have that emes, and with that emes, we take the physical world, which externally seems to be detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we connect it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we bring Kiddush in the world. When a Jew, a Jewish child, makes a bracha, Boi Priya Eitz, he's connecting the fruit and himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that physical act. He's converting it into a very pure and holy act. A goy, no matter how many apples he'll eat, it's just like no difference than him eating the apple or the hippopotamus eating. Just hippopotamus could fit in a few kilos in one shot, and he'll take a few days to eat that amount. That's all nafka mina. That's the way Betzem Yaakov Avinu starts off. The parasha starts off Yaakov Avinu. The Yetzer Yaakov, the famous Rashi, the Yetzer Yaakov, it says, the Yetzia of a tzaddik, Oysa Roshim, the tzaddik leaves town, says the shine, the glory of the town has been affected by that. What does that mean? Why should it be that? A tzaddik? He's a tzaddik. Why should it affect the entire town? That's what we're saying. This is a koyach that Klal Yisrael has. We're talking to Shema Kedoshim. The tzaddik is a person whose life is guided by the Ratzon of Hashem, as that he knows through the Torah, and the Shema is the guiding force in his life. So every act he does, like we're saying, he's taking the physical world, whether it's eating or sleeping or any even pleasure that he's having. All of that are acts of connecting this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we're connected, the more bracha comes down. That's what life is all about. So when the tzaddik lives in the city, the whole city has, kilo, you have a receptor for a tremendous amount of energy, which is given to him, given to this area, because there's a tremendous, like you have these gigantic antennas, and they could receive information from billions of miles away. Same thing here. He's like a tremendous receptor of bracha, kedusha coming to his area. So it checks everything. That's the starting point of the first mention of Yaakov Avinu in the parasha, this nekudah, because this is what it's all about. We know that we're called Klal Yisrael in the name of Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael. Beis Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov personifies Klal Yisrael. That nekudah, that we have at koyach of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world by our Meisim. And Chassidus from the other way around. The important thing is to remember the tremendous power that we have. It says later in the parasha that Yaakov said to Rachel, Hatachas Elokim Anochi, what do you want me to bring your children? I underneath God. And the Medrash says that, yes, you are. You are Tachas Elokim. Yaakov Avinu says, Chazal bring over there, that the Yaakov Avinu is figuratively, he is etched in the bottom of the Kisei HaKovid. What does that mean? Kisei HaKovid is also a spiritual, it's not a chair that's sitting up there. It's a spiritual entity, but it's the connecting point between the world above the Bria, the totally spiritual world, and the world of the Bria. That's the highest point anything that is Nivra can reach. And that's what Chazal is saying. Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, we're in the highest point that anybody could reach in the created world. And that's what makes us special. So it's something for every member of Klal Yisrael. Each one of us has a Bechina of that. We said that Nekudas Emes, the point of Emes is Neshama Kedosha. Each one has Nekudas of a Tzaddik. We all want to be Tzaddik, and we all have the natural affinity, intuition, koichos, to be Tzaddikim. But this is what we have to, the starting point, like the Mashgiach Bobo said, is before you work on all the midas that are not perfect, first realize what you are. Realize your greatness. Realize we are the only Bria, and Emes is a natural part of ourselves. We have also the part of Sheker, but the Emes is natural to us. The Goyim is not natural. To us it's natural. We are the highest point of the creation, Tachas Kisei HaKovod. We are the only ones, even more than Malachi Yashar, that can make a change, and we have it in our hands. And we think about that, then before we react and we do something, we just remind ourselves once in a while, I'm such an exalted person, I have so much power Hashem empowered me to do. Then they think twice if I'm really using this properly and empowering myself and everybody around me, or Chas V'Shalom the other way around. So it should be Zeicha to Baruch Hashem. It's beautiful. Every year we start over again. We reintroduce ourselves to our sources, the others, and we all have the genes of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Spiritual genes are part of us. That's us. We are partially Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Like it says, everybody can be a tzaddik like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's what it's all about. But the starting point is this issue of recognizing that we have that ability to bring the glory, bring the beauty into our lives, and not only our lives, everybody around us, by connecting to our neshama, the kudus emes, which helps us connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the source of all the goodness. Yes, Hashem, come out of it. So have a wonderful Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rosh. Shabbos.